Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. News and comment. The U.S. Zionist entity, Iran conflict and the structural weakness of the Muslim world, a case for Khilafah. News. The escalating conflict between the United States in collision with the illegal Zionist entity in Iran once again exposes the reality that the international system functions as an instrument of great power, hegemony, where laws, the United Nations and International Court of Justice and the likes fail to protect the world. Continued aggression against Muslim lands demonstrates how U.S. dominance is imposed without regard for sovereignty while simultaneously revealing the structural weakness of the Muslim world, fragmented under nation-state divisions and governed by leadership subservient to Western interests. Comment. This war is not merely a geopolitical conflict. It is a clear manifestation of the sustained hostility directed against the Muslim Ummah. What is unfolding is a continuation of what has long been witnessed in Palestine, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. The adversaries of Islam do not differentiate between sects or borders. They confront a single ummah that they seek to weaken, divide, and control. The most critical reality that must be understood is that the weakness of the Muslim world does not stem from a lack of resources or capability, but from the absence of genuine political unity. The Ummah possesses immense natural wealth, strategic geographical positioning, and significant military potential. Yet all of this remains ineffective so long as it is divided into fragmented nation-states, each constrained by external influence. This fragmentation is precisely what enables the U.S. and the Zionist entity to sustain their dominance and perpetuate injustice with minimal resistance. More concerning is that the role of many leaders in the Muslim world today, who function as extensions of Western interests, they not only fail to defend the Ummah, but actively reinforce the structures that sustain its weakness. Their policies are shaped by political, economic, and military pressures, prioritizing regime survival over the collective interests of the Ummah. Under such conditions, any expectation of meaningful change within the existing framework is fundamentally unrealistic. The central question, therefore, is no longer whether unity is necessary, but how such unity can be realized in a form capable of challenging global dominance. Symbolic or rhetorical unity is insufficient. What is required is a unified political structure that consolidates the Ummah under a single authority capable of mobilizing its collective strength. This is the essence of the Khilafah, Caliphate. The Khilafah is not merely a historical concept, it is a strategic necessity in the contemporary global order. It serves as a shield for the Ummah, unifies its resources and capabilities, and provides clear direction in confronting its adversaries. Without it, the Muslim world would remain reactive, fragmented, and strategically disadvantaged, while its adversaries operate with cohesion and long-term planning. The U.S. Zionist-Iran conflict further demonstrates that American dominance is not invincible. Its failures across multiple theaters indicate that it can be challenged. However, such a challenge can only be effective if the Muslim world breaks free from the constraints of the nation-state system and unites under a comprehensive political entity capable of decisive action. As long as the Muslim Ummah remains divided and governed by leaderships aligned with foreign interests, cycles of oppression will persist. The solution does not lie in temporary alliances or policy adjustments, but in a fundamental transformation of the political structure of the Ummah itself. True political unity under the Khilafah. Without this transformation, each new conflict will merely represent another chapter in an ongoing pattern of subjugation. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Dr. Muhammad, Malaysia.